Welcome to the NXT After Show, the Yanny of Wrestling Podcast. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, including a star-studded 205 Live NXT show, and we got a good lead on what's coming up in the UK division. It's all happening right now. Don't you go changing.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, give me your hand. Yeah. All right, I'll make your wrist, like, limp. Too limp. Oh, hi, welcome everybody to the AfterBuzz TV after show for NXT. We got the full NXT team back. I'm Mark Budonica. Who the hell are you?
We're over on the Laurel side of this desk. Here it is, the Laurel. You can yanny all by yourself over there.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
I am Robert the Hobo Baines, back from another twofer of New Japan camps. I can kick your ass. I mean, I could before. I can do it with even more lethal efficiency now.
I still do, but I used it too. Bill Headstock. Right.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You know me.
And canceled.
Yeah. Did you see me hosting the Raw on Monday?
It was you and Evan,
actually,
right?
Hosted.
Yeah.
Boy, that was weird. Don't ever let me do that again.
I'm not in control anymore, man. It's not my thing.
So much happier over here.
The first thing that I heard of that Yanny and Laurel stuff was a joke. So I was like, is it just a joke and everybody's just in on the
right.
joke?
What I heard was
Never Gonna Give You Up. Oh. I was like, oh, let's hear it. And then I heard it. I was like, wait, is this just a big Rickrolling joke? And then I finally heard it.
Yeah, I don't know how all of this started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just sort of woke up and it was like a world where this was a thing. I mean, it's the new red dress, blue dress.
You leave that. Don't you play anything, Steve. Don't you dare, Steve.
Like, what?
he's prepping it. No, don't.
We're not doing it. We're not. Are we? Yes,
because we have a big show.
Big show.
We're on the edge of doing a big show before we are taken under.
Under Laurel.
So huge week. We had 205 Live coming to us from the UK. So there's a lot of UK superstars that were featured. Super solid show all around. Yeah. Poor Kalisto just getting thrown around.
It was not his night.
No.
Things were mistimed. It was just a rough night for Mr. Kalisto.
Yeah, he was on a fatal four-way with Tyler Bate, TJP, and Kenny Williams, who made his debut. We found out that he's going to be a part of the UK tournament later this year,
yeah.
And we've got more of those names that we're going to talk about later in the show. But I thought Kenny, for his first showing, solid performance, couldn't get the W, but Tyler Bate was showing he had the hometown crowd behind him, and he's got something. He's got that thing.
Yeah,
how Lauryn Hill used to say.
Yeah,
that
guys
thing.
Are only about it.
Yeah,
the thing. Yeah, I don't know. I like all these UK guys, but there's just something a lot the same about them. I don't know what it is. Like they all sort of have the same kind of style, and they're all the same wrestler. You know, they're just they look a little different, but they're kind of all the same.
Well, when it came to Drake and Connors in the main event, it's like. They look like brothers.
Twinsy spot. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think
like the
they're...
the Groucho Mark spot?
Yes.
Okay.
Give me your spot. Ooh.
Spot.
Spark.
But I don't... I like them, and I don't think that it's a bad thing to have them around. I just wish some of them were a little bit different. Like, can we get maybe one Gallagher out of this bunch? Somebody who plays a decent ground game.
Somebody
like,
who could stand out above
doing
the crowd.
This bouncy kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, but you all are kind of the same.
What did you think about the UK guys, Bill?
I like them. I think Connors is weird looking. No offense. But
he's the one missing the ear, right? Yeah, yeah. He's intentionally weird looking.
He has the ear-based offense.
Yeah.
He is always ear-button people. I thought it was an amazing episode of 205 Live. Mm-hmm. I love the UK guys that they had featured. It was awesome to see Flash Morgan Webster
totally.
Get a spot on 205 Live. It was amazing. I don't know anything about the guy who kept checking his watch. Don't know anything about that guy. But the match was amazing. Awesome to see Tyler Bate win in front of a super hot UK 205 Live crowd that was way into Tyler Bate. Was singing songs about him.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had bards in the mm-hmm. audience leading the tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Bate didn't feel right to me tonight. There was something a little bit slow about him, slower than usual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was travel.
Well, maybe because he took the opportunity of being 205 pounds. Or maybe there was a little bit of a miscommunication. Maybe he was like, 205 stone, that's ridiculous. But
I gotta eat a lot. How much is that?
I gotta bulk up.
In American pounds, what is 205?
What is 205 stone? Stone?
That's 1,000 pounds.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
You don't weigh as much as a truck.
Haystacks Calhoun.
Yeah. A little guy. You know, haystacks. Big daddy. Small daddy. Guys.
Yeah. Bradley Tucker, hi Bradley Tucker, asks, do you have a 205 live after show? No!
You're watching it!
It's this right now, as everybody else is filling you in chat as well.
You're looking at it.
Yeah, looking at it.
We kind of, we made a thing with both of them.
Nice.
A fusion.
Can we talk about the guy who kept looking at his watch, even though he doesn't have
Kenny,
a watch?
Kenny Rogers?
Is this gimmick that he's always late for stuff? Or?
Kenny Williams.
Kenny Williams.
The gambler.
Yeah, the gambler, Kenny Williams.
Well,
Kenny Williams, like the host of NBA on TNT? That's Kenny Johnson.
Sorry. Welcome back, sports fans. Yeah, Kenny Williams.
I
Kenny Williams is the guy that hosts ESPN's darts.
Oh, I love friggin' darts.
I know you
love
do.
It so much.
Stop hitting yourself, you weirdo. But yeah, the first match was cool. I hope we get to see more from Kenny as we get closer to the United Kingdom tournament.
Stretch.
Well, I know you're going to be stretching your gams.
Stretch.
Don't use that.
I'm
don't no
here.
Stop. No, don't use whatever. I'm just going to hold it for the rest of the match. Cool. Shout out to our audio listeners. Still don't have any iTunes reviews, so get on
fix that.
We got a Buddy Murphy promo talking about how he's the juggernaut of 205 Live.
Bitch.
Okay.
Buddy Murphy's the best.
Buddy Murphy's great.
Buddy Murphy rules so hard, and I think it's insane that they kept him off television for a straight up year. Like, he's so... Like, how is he not, like, just, like... He could have been having barn burners as a singles wrestler against, like, every NXT champion.
We needed to get the Zo-Train out of the station. We needed... So we had so many things that we needed to do when it came to... there's no subterfuge, Steve. You hit the damn microphone. We spilled something.
We could have been subtle.
I'm not talking about 205 too. Live.
Just in general?
No, he was in NXT. He was the best kept secret in NXT.
And he had a couple of TV matches, but nothing.
Blake.
No. I know Wesley Blake did too, but.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy did not have anything on television after his last match with Blake.
No, he had one or two.
Something was obviously missing. I mean,
not according to what I'm seeing on 205 Live.
No, even on 205, I would say he's not as good as he could be.
I'll agree with that, but he's effing amazing, and he looks like a trillion bucks.
No, I'll give you. He looks great.
He had an incredible match with Kalisto. He had an incredible match with Mustafa Ali. Like, he's been doing nothing but tearing it up with people since he got to 205 Live.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he needed to be.
Almost murdered a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he needed to be someplace where he could really stand out. I think he kind of is a little bit bland in a heavyweight division. I don't think he necessarily stands out in one way or another. But in 205, his gimmick is he's the biggest, literally, physically the biggest guy in 205.
Right, but in NXT, he's not a little guy. He's...
But he also wasn't this... He didn't have this much definition.
Sure.
Like, I would like he's to see him back under... I would like to see him back under Full Sail's lights, just to see where he's come from being former NXT Tag Team Champion to now.
I just watch him on 205 Live, and I'm like... Why didn't we have matches with this guy and Cien Almas for the title? Why didn't we have Gargano matches?
I think there's still a chance with Cien and Buddy.
Sure, yeah. I mean, they're all on the main roster now, but like, it just seems like such a wasted opportunity. And like, I guess I could kind of buy like him just being off TV and being hungry and doing house shows like helped him put it all together. But you know what helps people put it together? Being on TV and getting those TV reps in. Like, we keep putting Vanessa Bourne and other people on TV.
She does a sex.
Why can't we I've seen a sex once. Yeah. I'm Vanessa Bourne. Why Why can't so like a former tag team champion with Buddy Murphy's ability? They gave Blake a feud after Buddy Murphy. Yeah. Like they had him on a takeover pre-show or whatever. Like you can't do that with Murphy. You can't give Murphy some reps.
We're in the sunlight when it comes to Buddy Murphy.
I'm saying we wound up in the right place.
Yeah.
I just get sad when I watch 205 Live and I'm like, oh, we could have had so much stuff.
Before we get too far away from it, I do want to mention something that came up over this past week in the news. There's an online destination if you want to get all of we were talking about Vanessa Bourne. If you want to see some of her old matches, you just go to bornhub.com. Anyway, the main event of 205 Live.
I quit.
Cedric Mustafa and Flash Morgan Webster, the mod savant that he is, versus James Drake, Joseph Connors, and Drew Gulak. Flash Morgan Webster got. Did he get clubbed in the mouth?
His whole mouth got destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, something happened. When you get in there with Drew Gulak.
Yeah, he socked him in the mush real good.
That's all you need to know. Drew Gulak was in it. Oh, so that's why he's bleeding. Mm-hmm. When you get in with Drew Gulak, you really have to pay attention and cover up when you have to. Like, Drew Gulak is a rough customer. That is why he is where
he'll
he is.
He'll give you the old 1-2-lack.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll give you a schlackin' gulak style. Yeah.
He wants to feed an anti-Semitism.
Not that one. Different one. Yeah.
No, he did. Are you not familiar?
No, what?
Yeah, there's a Chuck Taylor old Instagram from a couple years ago where Gulak defeats anti-Semitism.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's
you
over.
You need to see that.
Someone should tell Schlack. Yeah.
Someone should tell the White House.
Who was your favorite UK talent out of this showing?
Who?
I mean,
let me say this. Who do you want to see more of?
Flash Morgan Webster.
Yeah.
Probably. He's definitely the guy that stands out, at least in how he looks. Everybody else is kind of like, they all look the same.
I also do want to see like a singles match with the guy who's always late for everything, because I want to know
Kenny Rogers
what his
Williams.
Whole deal is.
Yeah,
because like
he cut a promo?
I kept like
and
looking.
It said essentially,
yeah,
nothing.
He's like, no, he said, "I'm proud to represent TFA for Glasgow."
Yeah, I just was like, oh, we got a new Scotsman. It's not just Wolfgang repping the Blue Cross.
What was crazy was he came out and he like does this thing, and I was like, is he gonna just straight up take Noam Dar? Is like.
No, I think he was
trained by Noam.
He was clearing his throat. Yeah.
But then he was just looking at his watch that wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, his invisible timepiece.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe I've got it all wrong. Maybe he's like, did I secure up the wrist tape? I did. Okay, ooh, good. Thank goodness.
It's really, you know, you shouldn't get high before you wrestle or else you get distracted by wrist tape.
Wasn't that Spike Dudley's whole, little Spike Dudley, LSD? That was his whole
thing. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Acid.
Let us know if you want to see Bornhub shirts on the nxteam.spreadshirt.com store.
I do not want to see
it. We're going to get so fired.
Hey, we got... we're already canceled. What the hell?
Why don't we just do Mark Henry's shirts and have him be ex-hamster?
Wait, what?
I'm excited to see more Flash Morgan Webster. I hope he gets a good chance.
He must be successful. He obviously has a jet. He's got the helmet that goes to it, so he must be good.
Or was it? Or was it for his scooter?
Oh, but does he have a moped?
I like that he showed up. I like that he showed up in the locker room all flush faced, looking younger than Tyler Bate.
Oh, I'm 16, he's the only guy who is shaved.
Yes.
Everyone else has got facial hair. Beards are in, folks.
Yeah, I was noticing that earlier when I was combining some cards on Supercard to make pros. Everybody on the whole roster has facial hair. And I was like, I remember when good guys had to be clean shaven and bad guys were the ones with beards. And that's how you knew it was
bad
guy.
I really want some of the agents backstage to just go, you shave, you keep it, you shave, you shave, you keep it, you keep it. Just rein it in, because they're all starting to look alike. For God's sake.
Kyle O'Reilly, it really works for him because he can't grow facial hair.
Well, he's been trying for the past three or four years.
Yeah. He doesn't shave.
Everything that Kyle O'Reilly does makes him so much more hateable, and I love it.
I want to see his peach fuzz mustache.
Mm. Speaking of being hateable, I almost, whoops. NXT started out with a whole bunch of hate. Johnny Gargano's music hits, but Tommaso Ciampa comes out and talks to the crowd. He talks about how Gargano won the battle, but he will always win the war. Johnny Wrestling has gone, I win! To which Candice LeRae comes out. It's like, I don't know who you are. Not a fan of her being wife first, superstar second.
Yeah.
That was really...
But they've been doing it. It's pretty much part of the course. It's just kind of like, oh, this crap again.
Wife or star.
Slanderous Mambo says, Kenny Williams says a Back to the Future gimmick where he looks at his imaginary watch. Someone should tell him that Kushida already exists.
And Kushida's, killing that game.
Back to the Future gimmick.
He's crushing that right now.
Sharkasaur Flash was like five different British stereotypes got into a transporter accident.
Yeah, it's like The Fly, only it was different guys.
By the way, if you guys haven't seen the Bohemian Rhapsody trailer yet,
it's pretty solid.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Got Mike Myers there and a bunch of prosthetics.
Sharkasaur also asking, are we going to get Candice versus Ciampa at some point? What are we doing here?
Maybe no, I don't think so.
What are we doing here?
It feels like that should happen, but the possibility of that happening is pretty low.
These two kind of had better back and forth than Johnny and Tommaso did. It was a lot more personal because Candice talking about I'm done caring. Like, you're not the person that I know anymore. So I'm gonna stop worrying about my husband and start being very proactive about it. Slaps him across the mush. And it's like, all right, Ciampa seemed like he was about to respond. Like, physically, but he went, and rolls out of the ring.
Yeah.
Opposite of Candice and leaves.
Right, yeah. Trying to stay as far away from her as possible.
Yeah.
Which kind of indicates that, no, we're not going to get into a physical space. But, I mean, the possibility exists. We've been edging closer and closer to something like this over time. So the fact that we could see Candice and Ciampa is probably more likely now than it would have been even a year ago.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with
that.
So
I don't want to say it's completely out of the realm of possibility.
But if there's a time to do it, in terms of the story, there would have been more of a roadmap to that established tonight while Johnny is away recovering.
We got kind of the first part of that. I thought you were going to do a
Johnny wrestling shirt.
The first step in that in Candice getting physical, but then Gargano not following.
Ciampa
not following up. And maybe in the future we'll have this again and he will get more physical and she'll be able to kind of rebut him and get the better of him again, which makes him chase her even further.
But what if it's something as simple as they set up the match, Candice gets all of the offense in and gets to unload emotionally and just, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, so that we get some sort of a release from all of this from her. And Ciampa tries to be the bigger man, and ends up winning somehow with I don't know.
Then we sort of get into the space of, oh yeah, women can't beat men in a physical contest.
Okay.
What if he is just talking in the ring and then she comes out and she stabs him?
I can see that
right between the ribs. Talking about heart and just drops.
Who's the real psycho killer?
Just like once. Just once.
Yeah,
slowly.
All you need is once. You know where you're putting the knife.
Like a pin knife or something. Like Royal Tenenbaum style.
Yeah.
Like, maybe. Not
just
anything.
Pop him right in the heart. Just release it. And it just drops and he's dead.
Yeah.
Pepsi Fan 24, Waifu Candice versus Evil Tomato Champion. Bradley Tucker, Kathy Kelly has been doing a great job at NXT.
We'll
agreed.
Get to that.
Yeah.
We're really happy to see her back at NXT. She's an alumni of this show, and we're happy to see her on screen more in a place where she wants to be because she spent years talking about it.
She really does love NXT.
And yeah. She's great at it. She's perfect at it. And they finally realized they should get the best possible person to be on NXT.
Yeah.
Sharkasaur, even if it's not a match, I just want to see her beat ass.
Beat ass?
Beat ass.
You gotta beat it up. She's gonna beat up that ass.
She's gonna beat that ass.
Beat ass.
Beat ass, beat ass.
Don't have a good
beat
transition.
Beat ass, beat ass.
Because we have a terrible show. So here's what I'm gonna do.
Nah.
We're gonna...
We've already been talking about NXT.
I know we have, but I'm gonna stop
collaborate, and listen.
Move back. But if you want to learn and grow in all areas of your life, we've got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the hashtag NX team, that sent you there. That's the Conversations with Maria podcast edition. Check it out.
Well, check it out!
Support those that support us, and we can get more support. Thanks for supporting.
Check it out.
And also,
what's it all about?
While you're over there in iTunes, make sure to leave us a review. We've been getting the stars, the 5 stars, because of course the 5-star button is the only button that works.
Yep.
But leave us a comment as well. We love you. We appreciate you. Let's get back into the show. The first match of the night was Brandi Lauren versus a hardened, evil, hello-less Lacey Evans, who's still sporting that that questionable ring gear.
At least it wasn't like the entrance attire as well.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't full fascist Lacey Evans.
It wasn't Mussolini inspired Lacey Evans.
I mean, if you're gonna
call her the Big M,
if you're going to be inspired by somebody, it may be one of the most powerful people in the world.
Careful.
In their time.
Careful.
I'm...
Careful, Icarus.
I'm not saying I agree with the policies of Benito Mussolini.
Here
or
comes.
Anything that came after. But he was fashionable. He was Italian.
That's all you're getting from the Big B?
So you turn that into a you defending the stance that people were saying Mussolini wasn't Italian. Look, yes. I don't care what Milano Collection AT says.
He was a snappy dresser.
If there's one thing we could all agree upon as on the world stage,
he was Italian.
Oh my god. So
Benito Mussolini.
So this was a major showing for this new aggressive side of Lacey Evans, and as a result, it's a pretty decisive victory. However, we want to talk about this a little bit because you were bringing it up near the end of the match. Lacey scores a amazing moonsault.
I mean, 100%. And
it was
cut.
It was a jib shot. So it like it's
She's
something that'll probably
at
be
the jib.
It like, will probably be in a future NXT intro.
Yeah.
Like not even just a highlight reel, but the intro to highlight Lacey Evans. but you're like, oh, cool. That's it. Picks her up
immediately.
Gives her a straight right hand, which she refers to as the women's right. Which is really funny, and I'm a fan of the name, but it's that transition. What is it about getting your opponent? I mean, I know the answer to this, but I'm opening this up to you since you spent the past 2 weeks.
I mean, I know the answer. But...
right. Yeah.
We all know the definition. I was going to go to another weird place, but surprise. Why strategically?
This is what happens when we're all back together.
Why would Lacey Evans bring an incapacitated opponent back to their feet?
There is essentially no good reason for Lacey Evans to get the physical advantage over an opponent and immediately pick her up to give her what is considered a less effective offensive maneuver to then pin her. What is the point of professional wrestling? The point of professional wrestling is to win. You want to win. In that moment, Lacey Evans won, or could have potentially won. If indeed Brandi Lauren was able to kick out, then you can give her that right cross, and let that be the more effective thing. But to hit a beautiful thing... She didn't even take a moment to gloat. She didn't even take a second to go, look at the thing I just did! She immediately picks her up and then gives her the right cross.
It also shows me that she didn't have confidence that the moonsault would take care of it.
Right, or she just forgot what her job was. Your job's to win. You're not paid by the moment. You're not paid by the move.
And if she had gloated and done a little bit more damage, or maybe like mounted punches or something, and then pinned to, all right, time to bring out this KO punch.
Even a lazy pin. Hit that moonsault. Bam! Gloat! Lazy double-handed pin or a foot on the chest. She kicks out. Pick her up and then just punch her dead in the face. She's down 1, 2, 3. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I can see that making sense. That really sells to me that she's maybe a little overconfident in herself, but she has the ability to put people away at will. So it's, I don't know, man.
You looking at the chat, Bill? I am. Shout out to PepsiFan24. Mussolini was a fascist.
Yes.
Lacey Evans is a fashionist.
Mm.
Damn, that's really good. Good job. Wow.
When you were saying, talking about lazy, I just wanted a women's wrestler to have a finisher called the Lazy Susan.
But she'd have to be named Sue.
Her name has to be Susan.
No. Well, it can just be a spinning move. Well, then you do a finisher called the Lazy Susan.
Well, I am not the boy named Sue. I could not get away with it.
Yeah.
Although if somebody did pull off a Johnny Cash gimmick and it was the boy named Sue, their finisher should be the Lazy
there
Susan.
There actually is a really good guy who does like a rockabilly gimmick.
Yeah.
There's a couple. Greg Romero in Vegas has been doing it for a while. He's liked and disliked equally.
It's a way to put it.
But then there's a couple of greaser dudes who were on NXT doing a job.
Yeah, Deuce and Domino.
Tag team. No, no, no. Not them. Oh, yeah, no, different
job
ones.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
I'm talking about Lucas Calhoun.
Oh, Lucas Calhoun, yeah. Awesome. I've met him. I work with him. No, but I met him.
Who can say?
So we...
that dude looks like how I used to look.
Yep. A little bit of a recap from...
Welcome to Chikara.
That's funny.
Thank you. Sort of, maybe.
We got a little bit of a...
Crumbles.
A little bit of a recap between Dream and Ricochet talking about the number one contendership. Their match is coming up next. But we hear from Aleister Black talking about how he's learned a few things. Being a champion means that you've got a bigger target on your back, and hopes that these two realize that once they step in the ring with him, they are the target. Cool line. Very cool line.
Yeah.
I dug it.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Hey, Dakota Kai likes talking to interviewers, but not talking about anything. Give me questions, but not about
they
that.
They did this same thing with Dakota Kai like 2 weeks ago.
But with Vanessa Bourne
popped up behind her. So I guess everyone just knows, hey, at such and such a time, Dakota Kai is going to be out on the loading dock talking to a bunch of weirdos. But this segment turned it around and ended up being awesome. And
yeah.
It sold me on it.
Nikki Cross came out asking the very important question, when are you going to fight Shayna? Just keeps asking her. It's like, oh, wow, what a jerk thing to do. And then gives her the line, face your fear and fight, which is a really cool idea of, wait, is Nikki trying to help by getting under her skin? Like, what? We don't know Nikki Cross's logic because she's bloody bonkers, but
relatively logicless in her pursuits. I am all for this. She is the scariest life coach I've ever seen. But that being said, I think she has seen something in Dakota Kai that maybe she's like, I just want to get her over the hump. Maybe it's that she doesn't look at her like a threat. Everyone else is kind of a threat, at least in the women's division, but I don't think Nikki Cross views her as a threat, so she wants to bring her up to a place where they can kick each other's ass, if that makes any sense. Like, Nikki Cross just
wants to fight.
She's
trying to bring the killer instinct out of Dakota.
Yeah.
I think also, since Nikki Cross is true chaotic neutral, she might just be like, oh, I bet Shayna's trying to play mind games with Dakota Kai so much because Shayna sees that Dakota Kai has this ability and this speed and this high impact offense that maybe she can't deal with. So if I can teach Dakota Kai to get over her fears of Shayna Baszler, maybe she can take out Shayna Baszler and then I can pick the bones and just ruin Dakota Kai's life.
That makes sense.
Like I see that because, you know, people who have been watching this show, thanks both of you, who, know that I've been advocating for Kairi Sane should take Dakota Kai under her wing because Kairi Sane is the person who knows Shayna Baszler's weakness because she was the first person to beat her in WWE. So that should be the mentor-mentee relationship in my mind. But I like this a lot, not only because it gets Nikki Cross on our televisions a lot more, but also because I see this as a potential real, like, Jake the Snake mentoring the Ultimate Warrior sort of situation, where it's like, Nikki Cross will be like, oh, you know how you deal with a terrible bully? You got to get inside their head. I'll teach you how to get inside people's heads.
I use this spoon!
And then she teaches Dakota Kai to be, like, crazy and fearless, and then it ends up backfiring on her, and Nikki Cross, like, locks her in a meat locker or in, like, a standing freezer or something. He's like, oh no, I'm gonna kill you! Your skin is a cook, and I'm gonna wrestle Shayna Baszler. Yeah, oh, look, Shayna, I'm Dakota Kai. I remember me.
Or
I got the loose skin. Got a touch of the loose skin.
They're taking advantage of all of the Cobra Kai searching by having Dakota Kai in more segments.
I heard that show's very good.
Maybe.
Yeah, I've heard too. They already got season two.
Wow, pretty great. Move.
Good job, YouTube. You did it. You made a video.
They finally did it. Yeah. They've been having such trouble with people uploading videos.
Where are we going to find video content?
Let's talk about Dream versus Ricochet, which started as
unemployed. I'm taking YouTube down a path.
Yeah.
Nothing to lose.
I've had it taken for too long.
So, Dream and Ricochet. This started off amazingly, and everything that we wanted it to be, up until the crowd started to turn on it for a split second. We had no idea why.
Very loud.
Until we had every idea why.
What's all the grumbles?
It's Lars Grumbles.
Oh yeah,
Lars Grumbleven. Grumbleven. Lars Sullivan beat both of them up, causing a no contest. And will this be the last time we see these two fight?
Yeah,
oh my god.
This was the match that we did get, the little bit that we got of it, was the perfect follow-up to the promo from the previous week.
Yeah.
Where they literally said, anything you can do, I can do better. Well, prove it. And then Dream comes out and starts doing, like, some aerial offense. And people are like, what? He can do it!
But then also, he started doing power stuff, and then Ricochet was responding with power stuff.
Right. And no, these guys seem very well suited for each other. Mm-hmm. This is something that I am very glad they're not just kind of blowing it off. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're actually building this sort of feud, and now they have to team together in order to, like,
it was announced
beat
at the end of the night.
Beat them up.
It was announced at the end of the night that we were going to be getting Lars Sullivan versus Dream and Ricochet, which is wild. And another just like, oh, look at that. That's going to be cool.
Crazy.
Hey, Raul Mendoza versus Kona Reeves. Wow. Hobo, you haven't had a chance to talk about Kona Reeves. What do you think about Kona Reeves?
I think he's trying to be Ric Flair. Yes.
Okay.
I was telling you about this, like, except for the coat and the chains. He comes out wearing the white boots. He's got the knee pads around the shins. He's got the chains.
Not as much chains.
Flair never really wore chains, but he's got his.
It's the new Rolex. It's the new Rolex.
Like it looks like he's trying to be Ric Flair, which I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know what to think. I mean, he beat the crap out of Raul Mendoza. Yeah, which is kind of not that hard. No offense, Raul, seeing as EC3 did it last week.
Well, EC3 is like 8 feet tall and weighs a million pounds.
Well, he's not 8 feet tall.
I think Kona's a little bit taller.
Kona's tall.
Well, but
he's 6'3".
EC3's lat spread is three of Kona Reeves stacked on top of each other.
Maybe. I think that might be where we're going. Because EC3 beat Raul Mendoza, and then Kona Reeves beat Raul Mendoza this week. I think we might get to see those two locking horns.
I don't think we'll see them locking horns because I think it's really hilarious. Well, because I think EC3 is supposed to be a heel. But also, like,
everyone loves him too much.
But I also think it's hilarious that you have EC3 who you can look at and be like, this guy claims to be in the top 1%. He claims he's the best of the best. And look at him. Mm-hmm. And then Kona Reeves is like, I'm the fattest. It's like, oh, buddy.
You've been watching a lot of YouTube self-help.
But that's why these two should be opponents.
Tag team.
It's no opponents. Yeah. Because Kona Reeves would come out with all of the... all of the sincerity that EC3 has, but with nothing to back it up. He is like a cardboard cutout of EC3. He's not fully fledged. I mean, you can see him. He's there, but he has nothing behind him. Absolutely nothing. Whereas EC3 has got...
money.
Everything.
Yeah, he's everything's a good way to put it.
Work ethic and money and confidence. Coda Reeves just has confidence. That's all.
Well, not necessarily EC3, though. I would like to see them lock horns. So
I just want to see him in a pose down.
I would like to see... That would be
funny. Even want them to wrestle. Amazing. I want to see him in a pose down.
I think once Coda Reeves gets the right opponent... I think stuff will start, especially for him, will start to fall into place.
Who okay. is that?
I still think the gimmick is good and sound and the right gimmick for Coda Reeves this time. I think Coda Reeves should start getting fat. Like, actively fat. Like, as the weeks go on, like, I think he should just get fatter and fatter. Like, I think that would be amazing.
Less definition.
Like Elvis? Like, what do you want to, where is this going?
Like, carbs.
Pull fit. Like, where he, like, keeps, like, wearing the same gear, but he just gets fat. And, like, he keeps, like, coming out.
That guy
and
a little
just becomes Adrian Adonis, yeah, essentially.
But, yeah, and every week he comes out and talks more about his body and, like, how he puts in more work than anybody
the
else.
The finest chocolates.
Bun buns.
I only cook boom, with boom. The finest duck fat.
He didn't even cook with
it.
I
on my hair.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Boy, that is a big
fat
Elvis. Look at that front butt.
Elvis.
He's got a front butt.
You had a chance, but you have no chance because you got some fat ass.
I got fat ass. Kathy in the back is like, hey, wow.
Kathy.
What about him? What about that match?
I didn't realize she sounded like Christopher
Kathy.
Walken until you just said it.
Wow.
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 Hey, what about this? Man?
Luckily, the watch was on her wrist. Kathy finds Ricochet in the back trying to get into Regal's office. Hi, Kathy. And he's knocking on the door. But Dream arrives too. They both want a piece of Lars Sullivan.
We kind of bump chest. What are you doing? What are you doing?
That was the noise that everybody in the arena made. But we find out that Lars is getting the handicap match against Dream and Ricochet. And he's just keeping it up there.
This is the first time in, like, straight up 6 weeks that Kathy's interview hasn't been based on, like...
A depressing question.
Shining a light on a dark truth.
Yeah.
Like, we were making a running joke of it, and it legitimately kept happening.
Yeah.
Like, it just kept happening. Like, Kathy would front backstage and be like, so your dad just died.
Right? How
and
crazy
Kathy
is that?
Lovely, you're killing it. It's just so funny that that's what you've had to work with lately.
I mean, yeah.
The Kathy, the bearer of bad news, Kelly.
Okay. The downer. Why are you Why are doing
just like,
this?
Have Kathy Kelly tell them.
she has the right way with words about it.
Yeah.
William Regal just announced that your rematch has been denied. How do you feel about that?
I had a feeling as soon as I saw you.
It's like people start. Kathy's like, hi, I'm Kathy Kelly. No! Kathy Kelly! No!
Oh! Just run away. If she never tells me, I'll never know.
Kathy Kelly!
I do want to, since you did the cowardly voice, I do want to put on the broadcast that we noted that Coda Reeves looks like a starving lion that's been granted life by a terrifying warlock.
Yeah. Like some sort of witch's curse.
Yeah.
A witch's boo.
A witch's boo. Yeah, we're
boo.
Back. Speaking of a way with words and a witch's brew, hey, Heavy Machinery. Tucky's doing the selfie thing. You have a good mother. Say, yeah, she's proud of it.
It's Vulcan season.
It was such a fun promo where it was just, for some reason, Tuck was like, I'm going to talk to my friend and I'm going to record it.
See, yeah. Coda Reeves could hear them saying it's Vulcan season. And you're like, I better carb up.
Yeah. I mean, now, if not now, Chini when?
Alfredo.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing says beach body like.
Kathy is so goth. Does this last against Lars Sullivan remind you about your father leaving you to go back to the shops 25 years ago and never coming back?
No.
I hear your wife left you. How does that make you feel?
Bad.
I think it was Joey Janela revealed on an Officer and a Gentleman that his dad legitimately went out for cigarettes and never came back.
That
for like
explains
20
it.
Years.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
He said he showed up again and like her mom was like, well, your father's back. And Joey Janela's brother was like, well, did he get the cigarettes?
Well, at least they kept their sense of humor.
They bump into TM61 and challenge them to a match. Like, they're walking away, Tucker. It's so good. Between the way that Heavy Machinery chooses to speak and TM61 like in the distance. This is a highly unintelligible segment, but it was very entertaining.
All of the energy, none of the understanding of how English as a language
Sharkosaurus should function. Said, Big Doze took Mama Lucian out to a steak dinner because he's a good boy.
Yep. True.
We should probably get through this. We have one more match, or we got a lot
one more match. Oney Lorcan, Danny Burch, Pete Dunne versus Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong. This was awesome. This was super cool.
Roller coaster.
Got way more than I was expecting. Had a finish I wasn't expecting.
We got the wheelbarrow DDT from 1E and 2E that got them the win. That was killer.
And Danny Burch got the pin and everything.
Yeah. I like how.
Good job, Dad.
A contract made all the difference.
Pete Dunne gave a forearm that sent Roddy off his feet, like through the second rope. He's like, oh, crap.
I thought I was the only one who could do that.
No.
Bam!
Roderick Strong. Any other highlights from this match? Because it was just solid. And it looks like with Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch picking up the win, do we see a title shot in the future? Like, that seems weird to think about it from a couple of weeks ago, where they were in such a... They just kept losing. And it seemed like they're a tag team that can make other tag teams look great. And despite carrying a lot of action and interest from the fans because they just wanted to see them succeed. And is this the first step to a title match?
I think they'll get a title match on NXT or on a takeover eventually. But okay. I see the Undisputed Era holding on to all these belts for some time.
But we've got Chicago coming up. Uh-huh. Who else can pop up?
It's not like TM61 and Heavy Machinery have a thing going on.
But they didn't
now,
say anything about
one is
they didn't say anything about it being a number one contendership match. Last week didn't say anything about it being a number one contendership match.
Maybe
they're right in it, in the thick of it.
Yeah, I think Oney and Burch have the biggest claim to a NXT title shot as of right now. But there's no telling what's going to happen with Street Profits, what's going to happen with Heavy Machinery and TM61. Although TM61 seems to be going to the dark side, so them going up against Undisputed Era doesn't make a whole bunch of sense. But there's probably other tag teams I'm forgetting about.
Yeah.
Sabatelli's on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought Moss was on the shelf.
Sabatelli tore his pec.
Damn.
Right after the turn.
That's right.
So he's out for some time.
Because he was him and Aleister Black at the house show.
Was it?
It was.
A house show like one or two episodes after the turn on Moss aired, he tore his pectoral.
It's really unfortunate that they separated because Riddick Moss was the one that was providing the healthcare benefits
That's not true. It was Tino. Riddick Moss had to register for Cobra because they There's some insurance jokes.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
Grown-up jokes. Yeah.
Independent contractors.
The trailer for Mamma Mia 2, I have so many questions. It looks like such hot garbage.
For a second, I thought I have so many questions was the subtitle.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia 2, I have so many questions.
That should be the subtitle.
Honestly. Well, because, I have questions about my father, about the past, blah, 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 whatever. Oh, man. That was great. Oh, boy. All right. Last thing we're going to do is really quickly talk about some AfterBuzz TV news. That's the ticket. So they announced the first eight, I would assume the first half bracket of the United Kingdom tournament that's going to be coming up in June, live from the Royal Albert Hall on the WWE Network. We've got Joe Coffey, Joseph Connors, Jack Gallagher, Zach Gibson, Amir Jordan, El Ligero, Dave Mastiff, and Kenny Williams. This is a great spread of gentlemen.
Some familiar names to me in this. Very good. I think this is...
Mastiff, dude.
Mastiff. I think it's a wide enough array of people to be interesting to see these matches.
Yeah, I'm super stoked to see El Ligero in a WWE ring, and I also think it's crazy that we live in a world where El Generico is no longer with us, and now El Ligero is...
Well, I mean, he popped up... You know, a couple months ago, and then opened up his pro wrestling tee shop. But
he needed to raise money for his orphanage.
Yeah, a little bit more. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's tough times for everybody right now.
Yeah.
Los Angeles del El Generico.
Yeah.
De Tijuana.
Oh, apparently Riddick Moss is out with an injury as well.
Oh, cool.
He hurt his knee.
Good job, guys.
Hey!
No, I was obviously being facetious.
Torn Achilles tendon.
Oh, that sucks super hard.
Eight months.
Yeah, because the Achilles is so sensitive. Yikes.
That's rough, man.
Oh, I've had some Achilles problems in the past. No bueno.
No,
yeah.
No, not at all.
I mean, we've still got another half of the roster to go. I mean, we're a month away from the tournament at this point. So I'm
excited.
I imagine
some old names will pop up, too.
Well, we got Gallagher, we got Connors.
Right. I mean, maybe Wolfgang.
He means old names. He means Rocco, Speedball Rocco, Rollerball Rocco. Not Speedball.
Speedball Mike Bailey. Speedball Rocco.
Speedball Rocco. Yeah, feeling it.
So you can get rid of the music. So let us know who you want to see in the UK tournament this year. Who do you want to see go up against for the United Kingdom Championship?
They
want to
see Noam Dar, BT Gunn, who I assume is the son of Billy Gunn.
BT Gunn.
How close is Dar to being...
Who cares?
Get him back and have him re-injure. What are you doing, Steve? Steve, what are you doing?
Steve's just putting up
images
of squirrels.
All right. Let's flip and go home. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the NXT After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Before we go, though, Bill, what can people follow you? And what are you working on?
You can find me on all social media at Sundown Motel. If you know anyone who's hiring, let me know. But continue to support withspandex.com and the fine people over at Uproxx, because they're still cranking out the good work. That's it.
How about?
You can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Bane's Destroy. This Friday we have wrestling, pro wrestling, emanating from NoHo, the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. It's with a hyphen, so it's just CIA. The championship wrestling from Arizona is on the Fight TV. The new episode this week just went up yesterday, and I beat up a young boy who likes video games.
Oh.
He's not a wrestler. I think that's
an entire subcategory on Pornhub.
Yes, I think so too. If you want to support us, make sure to go to NXT.
Watch Baines dominate young nerds.
Go to nxteam.spreadshirt.com. You can find a multitude of designs. There's a lot of good, silly stuff on there and good, bad stuff on there. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica, working on a whole bunch of stuff right now. I'm doing some work over at the Collider for Movie Trivia Schmodown. Watch Xbox 1-2-360. Also on this channel, we had the Young Bucks and Conrad Thompson on today talking about the All In and StarCast events. Make sure you check it out. It was a great interview. The Young Bucks talk about what WWE talent they are. Almost had come in for All In. You should definitely give it a listen. Thank you so much. Make sure to follow everybody here at AfterBuzz TV, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or producers.